In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor describes the use of fire to promote forest health at Allerton Park.
Last Friday morning, I was among a small group of people who came together in a parking lot at Robert Allerton Park near Monticello and prepared to set the woods on fire. Of course, this wasn't a group of thrill-seeking teenagers bent on destruction. Among those gathered were scientists and managers from the University of Illinois and the Illinois Department of Natural Resources, a field representative of the Illinois Nature Preserves Commission, and the acting natural areas manager of the park. Our purpose was to conduct a prescribed burn to promote the ecological integrity of the oak hickory forest at the site. How does fire promote ecological integrity in an oak hickory forest? Partly by knocking back invasive exotic plants that would otherwise crowd out native understory flowers and shrubs. In addition, burning has the effect of killing off native maple trees, which is also a good thing. In the absence of fire, maples will eventually replace oaks and hickories through a process of succession. This process was regularly interrupted prior to European settlement in Illinois by burns that Native Americans conducted. A rotation of prescribed burns is now part of the overall design to manage the natural areas at Allerton, where the aim is to restore the native diversity of plants and animals by controlling invasives such as garlic mustard, multiflora rose, and privet. As you might imagine, there's a certain pleasure in lighting a big fire and watching it sweep through the woods. But that's really only the culminating step of a prescribed burn, a step made possible by a great deal of preparatory work. Our burn was conducted according to a plan developed by DNR heritage biologist Eric Smith. That plan was drafted a year ago and approved by supervisors at DNR as well as the Illinois Environmental Protection Agency. It specified the boundaries of the burn unit, the number of people who would be involved, the weather conditions that would be acceptable for burning, what fire containment equipment would be on hand, and more. Prior to the burn, we cleared leaves and other flammable debris from the wide trails that served as firebreaks, and all members of the burn team reviewed the plan for the day together. Here's how it worked. The outline of our burn was a U-shape, with the Sangamon River corridor forming the open end on the north and the wind blowing toward that end from the south. Shortly before noon, we split into two groups, each of which began lighting fire at one tip on the U and continued down along the side, converging at the closed end. By design, the fire moved into the burn unit slowly from the sides of our U and more rapidly from the closed end, since the wind pushed it along from that direction. By 4:30 in the afternoon, all remaining fire was contained in the blackened area, and most of the burn crew was able to leave, save for Allerton's natural areas manager, Drew Becker, who remained into the night to monitor material that was still smoldering. Visitors to the woods near the Lost Garden at Allerton Park will be able to witness the effects of our burn for themselves. Next spring, the green of emerging wildflowers will stand out in contrast to the blackened ground. In the long term, the understory will remain open and favor the regeneration of oaks and hickories in the forest.
Rob Cantor is a writer with the University of Illinois Environmental Change Institute. To find out more about Environmental Almanac or to listen to it again, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac comes from the University of Illinois Institute for Natural Resource Sustainability.